On today's program, Prime Minister visits Olympic athletes in Brazil, arranges meetings with stakeholders in sale of Alpart bauxite plant, and urges citizens to protect the nation's children. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness departed the island last Thursday for Rio, Brazil, where he will lend support and bring the good wishes of the nation to Jamaica's Olympic athletes. The Prime Minister will be in Rio until August 16. While Mr. Holness is off the island, Minister Without Portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister, Derek Smith, will be in charge of the government. Prior to his departure, the Prime Minister arranged a series of meetings with stakeholder groups involved in the sale of the Alpart bauxite plant to China's Jiquan Iron and Steel Company, JISCO. A press release issued last week by the Office of the Prime Minister said the meetings are geared towards ensuring that the government is fully equipped to provide guidance and regulatory oversight as the transaction is finalized. The Prime Minister recently chaired a meeting with representatives of the Jamaica Bauxite Institute, National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and the Planning Institute of Jamaica. Coming out of that meeting, the Prime Minister instructed NEPA to ensure that it has the requisite expertise to effectively assess, monitor, and advise the government. Consultations are being arranged with the Climate Control Advisory Committee and other stakeholders. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness has outlined that there will be no compromise of the educational standards set by the Early Childhood Commission, ECC. This in light of recent findings indicating that only 17 Early Childhood Institutions, ECIs, have been certified under the ECC's quality assurance mechanisms. He says the government is committed to providing the leadership necessary to improve the rate of quality assurance among ECIs.
I want the nation to be assured that there will be no compromise of the education standards that are set at the early childhood level. In fact, the small number that has achieved it shows our ambitions and aspirations, which we must not compromise. Our children deserve the best education possible.
The Prime Minister was addressing the recent launch of the National Baking Company Foundation's Little Leaders program. The initiative targets children 3 to 6 years old and aims to minimize learning disparities among students in this age group. And the Prime Minister is again urging Jamaicans to protect the nation's children. Speaking at the Grand Gala celebrations on August 6, Mr. Holness said individual citizens must make a greater effort to ensure that Jamaica's children are protected from threats such as violence and abuse. He also urges persons to report incidents of violence against children to the proper authorities.
It takes a village to raise our children. It takes the village of Jamaica to protect our future. Violence against our children especially must come to an end in Jamaica. If we can be more caring, more loving, more understanding to our children, then we will start to prepare a future for the next generation. A future that is kinder, gentler, peaceful. A future of prosperity for all.
The Prime Minister also encourages Jamaicans to continue to support Jamaica's Olympic athletes as they seek glory on the country's behalf.
They are our greatest ambassadors. They represent us to the world. And I know that we are all praying for them, willing them on. And I want to say to them, good luck.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.